Blog Talk Radio.
Turn up your radio dial and tune in to the six men bringing the sound with all the dope contemporary hip hop to your eardrums with Nadine Bassett and many guests to hear from. Take a break from the regular scene. Okay. Auto tune shit in those skinny jeans. I'm talking that boom bap. Neck snapping in the lines is mean. XL represent for the team, so get it clear. Reporting live from the city of chimps. We here to put this whole thing in the clip and lock it down. Why you listen? Cause the mission is give you that proper sound. Nothing watered down. We bring that raw shit around. Six man radio playing the hardest music made from underground to new. Even take you back in the days. What you doing with your day? Dog, you better switch plans. Here come that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, man. Yeah.
Once again, my friend, yo, it's Ace in action here to send any and all MCs into a frenzy. Cause I'll take a rapper out just like a Benzie. Yeah, this ain't the same old lame old bragging and nagging. Yo, all that became old years ago. And yo, here's a pro session that I am fresh in it. So I am going on and on like on a venture. Some of y'all are off from that because I sent ya. Let's move it forward. You like it if I pause? Yeah, you sure would. But I ain't pausing, no stop, just like a freeway. Rappers, you're playing too close. I need some leeway. Cause it's about time for the party together. Little bit hype and yup, this is a letter to the better. A letter to the better. Yours, I unveil the jaws, then I dog you, get down on all fours, so we can brawl, the capital A, the dream, rhymes are fierce, pierce your ears like a laser beam, reach, and I teach you each the speech, like a spectrum, even if you add bleach, it won't fade or run, cause it's made of 100% knowledge, the way to sun, listen bud, yo, your rhymes are dud, pencil or pen and I'll draw, blood, take a strong stance, strictly long pants, no short taking when you hear my song dance, cause you can't keep still, so dance till you try, or the hip hop stop, but it never will, yeah, now if you're better than here's the move, Ace in action, I'm here to show and prove, plain and simple, pretend my rhymes are pimple, now bust it, and watch it ache your temple, you need buffering, you're suffering, can you cope, nah, nope, cause it's dope, and you hope, I might slip a trip, stall a fall, but all hope is lost and tossed, you've been hoarse, it's drugs, and you the buzz, if I'd have better, love the line in this verse, of my letter to the better, yeah, my letter to the better.
Cool and like an older man. So I laid my head back to catch a quick nap.
All of a sudden, he plucked the dead in my lap. I can't check that laughing like it was all a joke. But a brother like this honky had almost choked. So I dug up my nose and pulled out about five. And plucked every last one of them dead in his eye. Then the man jumped up and said, what's wrong with you? And wiped him off his face and said, I can't mess with you. Like if I did something that was so full of shame. But yo, you got to know the name of the game. Pick a bug up.
Yeah, you're masses. Same one time that Shan got jetted on. If you dig it like boy, then who you think shed it on? That rhyme to your mind is like a breath to freshen up. This is not a threat, feel free about stepping up. Once I'm on, I'll think about getting off. Play me closer out of post and I bet that I'll be letting off. Rap is a game that you shouldn't indulge in. My rhymes are so good, they keep my pockets bulging. Does your life sit back and ride around like this one? Relax, breath the Buddha and proceed to twist one. I think your mind is well, say your boy's nice knowing you. The next time to see you, I'll probably be hoeing you. Cause I write rhymes in more than just two scoops. And Puma's a brand cause the clan makes truth. There's no competition cause there ain't no calm. Fuck around with this and get a mud hole stomp. I feel free now that I cleared this. How could I feel off, boy? I helped pioneer this.
I'm gonna do that. When I grow up, I'm gonna be a rapper and a gangster. Just like you.
No, see. You could be a rapper, but you can't be a gangster. You don't want to be a gangster.
Well, G-Rap and Polo, you have anything to say before this court passes sentence on you?
When I was 5 years old, I realized it was a role. At the end, I would win lots of plots of gold. Never took a break, never made a mistake. Took time to create, took money to make, to be a billionaire. He taught work for years, some nights I said it tears while I was set a prayer. Been through hard times, even worked part-time. In a key food store, keep the floor around. I was sort of before taking the next man's orders. Breaking my back with the shack for headquarters. All my manpower, $4 an hour. Took my time and wrote rhymes in the shower. Cause the road gets rough, but I'm a rocket cause my box seems soft enough. On the streets, no seat, cause my checks are weak. Can't return to other seats, so I started to see a way to get a play, and maybe one day I'll be performing up a storm for a decent pay. No matter how it seems, I always cast a dream. All the girlies scream, and suckers get cream. Dreams about it for 5 years straight. Finally, I got a place to cut my first plate. The road ain't yellow, and it ain't no witches. My name is CG Rap, I'm on the road to the riches.
Let it roll, get bold. I just can't hold back or fold, cause I'm a man with soul and control and effects. So what the heck? Rock the discotheques and this groove is what's next. Attack, react, exact, or max, I'll move you with. A song as long as you groove to this. I keep the crowd loud when you hype. Do damage on stage and injure the mic. As I shoot the gift and see stand sip. While my rhyme stick to you like Jimmy and Jim. Feel my blood fist on my death kiss. The rap solo is, you don't want none of this. Supreme in this era, I reign with terror. When I grab the mic, believe you're gonna hear a fascinating rhyme as I encamp them. So let's all sing the Big Daddy anthem. Go with the flow, my rhymes grow like an afro. I entertain a gain and cane, I never have no problem. I can sneeze, sniffle, a cough. Even if I stutter, I will still come off. Cause rappers can't understand the mics I rip. They sure enough ain't a clip, that's why they got flipped. But my apparatus is up to status. Don't ask who's the baddest, I'm for status. Let it roll, get bold. I just can't hold back or fold, cause I'm a man with soul and control and effects. So what the heck? Rock the discotheques and this groove is what's next. Attack, react, exact, or max, I'll move you in. A song as long as you groove to this. I keep the crowd loud when you hype. Do damage on stage and injure the mic. As I shoot the gift and see stand sip. While my rhyme stick to you like Jimmy and Jim. Feel my blood fist on my death kiss. The rap solo is, you don't want none of this. Supreme in this era, I reign with terror. When I grab the mic, believe you're gonna hear a fascinating rhyme as I encamp them. So let's all sing the Big Daddy anthem. Go with the flow, my rhymes grow like an afro. I entertain the gain and cane, I never have no problem. I can sneeze, sniffle, a cough. Even if I stutter, I will still come off. Cause rappers can't understand the mics I rip. They sure enough ain't a quip, that's why they got flipped. But my apparatus is up to status. Don't ask who's the baddest, I'm for status. A make or break, a take on. My rhyme takes the head, put it to bed. So watch the set, play the bass for the pipe and rearrange the tone. I take a loss every fourth in the danger zone. Cause I kill and kill at will. Teaching a skill that's real, you're no thrill. So just stand still and chill as I feel. Science I drill until my rhymes fill. Your head up. Don't even get up. The teacher is teaching, so just shut up.
I can't hold it back.
Set it off.
I can't hold it back.
Set it off.
Then you got 11, 12, 13, start to 8.
15, 16, the pubic stage. Like an apple, like a cherry, like a peach, like a plum. Let me get off the virgin before I come. Pick up my pants and thump, I think I'll call up Juicy, she'll give me some. Watch out, I'm dripping live scum. I said, damn, I love the way I make my body roll up. Especially when the Gucci's on birth controller. Lift her up just like a pickup truck. Then I sat her down and we started the fuck. Made whoopee, made whoopee, made whoopee. Yo, I hope this time I don't make a cookie. Brothers everywhere be calling me a rookie. Juice bust a great night from the old school. I'm on shit, I ain't no fool. Now anything goes when it goes wrong.
Is a bachelor coming straight at ya. I see trim and baggage, take it home and rag it. The big daddy law is anti-faggot. That means no homosexuality. What's in my pants? Let me see reality. And if you wanna see a smooth black Casanova, bend over. Cause I don't half step when it comes to broads. The K-A-N-E, I'll go the whole nine yards. There's no time for conversation, my dear. It's all I wanna hear. So let's make a move as I get smooth. Cause the purpose I serve is a stool. I'm tall, dark, and handsome and all that junk. Even white girls be saying, ooh, Kane's a hunk. Even Puerto Rican girls be calling me poppy. Some try to copy, but they look sloppy. No imitators, they wanna step to a brother like me, lick my manure.
To the like beating, you can either dance or just have a seat and listen to the weighing. What I am slaying, a different kind of rapper language that I am saying. To all the party people that ignore the info, when it comes to rocking parties, I am a info. Maniac, brainiac for doing my dancing. My record make the music, we'll put you in a trance and hypnotize your body and like it. Cardio, you won't be fighting the ill and you're just be partying down. With the funky style with yours truly. Original B-I-V, I mean, okay, I was the E and I came to have fun and not be number one. And just here to let you know who's like running the place and everywhere that I perform and do a show. As long as you know that.
Nobody beats the beat.
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 As a B, I'm D-M-A-R-K-I-E-N. I go for what I know, do when they show for human beings. I'm guaranteed to ride to make the ladies scream and shout. I'm about to wreck your body as they turn the party out. The Marty rapper knows that for only California. And when you hear the big monkey, I get the jaw on ya. From the M-A-R-K-I-E, those M's me. I got the set of steps to keep it check, my speed is so unique. They say I look and sound funny, but I don't be caring. I rock the last quarter rooftop, Dean Square and Roseland. The Hawthorne, Madison Square Garden, even my put a word fit at Javits Center. Part in the way that I've been talking about the places I be rocking. I love to perform for the people that be clocking. I figure that your own mind don't want it like I want it, but you pay for a good performance. Go on it, you want it. That's why I'm here to be like letting you know that I'm a highly recognized as the king of the show and making people laugh and have a lot of enjoyment. I'm the best person for this type of employment. That's why I'm.
Hey, I got T.J. Storm right next to me, Jerry. I like to send this out to my man, Cool V. Who you want to send out to?
J.D.M. Trouble, C-Roy, my man, G-Wiz up in the money.
I can't forget back Daddy Kane and my whole crew, Cool Joe Brown, Centery. And we're going to do a little something like this.
Like what?
Original B.I.C. Mark, bound to wrecking like collector, put your body in park. This is a little something for the juice crew. From heaven, the boys in Byzantine just want to. This is a little something from Bismarcky to make you get up and D-A-N-C-E.
That's why I made this one just for you, to do the heavy D shake and a biz dance too. Now I'ma get deep like Jacques Cousteau, and the stuff that I be saying is always thorough. That's why I made it, introduce the doodle death rap to make your hands clap, feet tap. I'm like the diabolical scientist, Mr. Vibe, to send extra crazy super like funky vibes, cause I always come up with stuff nobody else does. That's why they call me the inhuman orchestra, cause the heavy D say hi.
Hey yo, what you wanna know?
I wanna know what you come on for this show.
Now yes, on the smooth chip, the overweight lover, I'm on your radio and on your magazine cover. I drink Coca-Cola, remain the rhyme solo. Always wear Nike, once in a while I sport polo. Before I go to bed, I drink my milk and eat cookies. Never liked school, so I used to play rookie. New jacks and rap, I choose a corner rookie. Your choice is the heavy D voice, now you can boogie. MCs think I'm new to this, they must be busy, cause on the microphone, heaven keep the crowd busy. Nothing in the world could ever stop my groove. The overweight lovers in the house, and I can get smooth.
Okay, I eat it for you. Well, I'm on island number one, whip around the event. Say speak, story rock to all your ladies and gents. Hell, I'm number one, master, I'm phone for all your ladies. Guaranteed to rock the mic and take out all your ECs. That's why you hear me rocking, it's one of the best. I come first place in entry contest. With the bass in your face, that you'll appreciate. I'm known as the living legend in the all-time great. You know the MCs aren't a hell of a predicament. They go against the SKB marquee in this tournament. I go to a party, I am a spectator. When you battle me, I am the Vader. I'm making all your ladies in the place for attention. You know you chillin' the most for the money you spend. I came here to rock beats for your satisfaction. Bismarck, your heavy is the special attraction. When I came to the door, you paid 10 ducats. If you battle me, I take you out and take from the bat and rock it off for any kind of wreck. Can get the girl so hot, they wanna get naked. I'm super duper MC and I'm educated. 1982, the year I graduated. Heavy D, say ha.
Yo, what you wanna know?
I wanna know of you. I wanna know of you. I wanna know if you can rock the show. Or to have mercy on those who curse me. I wreck for respect, but Percy and this Paul G's gonna dance a little. So eat your tender biddle. I mean your chicken little. Yo, can I get a little microphone check? 1, 2, and 3 and I am Heavy D and he's the B-I-Z-M-A-R-K-I-E-N. For better, for worse, but not forgotten. Always fresh, never stale or even rotten. So it's Marky, say hi.
What you wanna know? I wanna know if you can rock like the disco show.
We write your songs that make the whole.
Yeah, Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas K, along with my lovely co-host Nate Dean Michelle. What up, Nate?
What's going on, Steve?
Chilling, man.
Whew. I'm really excited about today's show.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy, man. We got the legend, the big homie, Craig G on.
Yep.
You know. So We,
and
so
not
for
only
that,
that, yeah,
yeah,
not only
for
that,
we had the Juice Crew tribute. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
We had to, yeah, man. You know, we had to salute them as
mm-hmm.
well. You know, they're a big intricate part of hip hop. So for
exactly.
those of you that aren't familiar with the Juice Crew, you know,
mm-hmm.
we played
mm-hmm.
strictly them since we've
that's
been
right.
on.
That's
and,
right.
Yeah, that's it. And we're going to go into another little set of Juice Crew before we get into Craig G in the
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
now,
stick around.
Now, the members, like, maybe not everybody knows exactly how the members of Juice Crew are.
Yeah.
Why don't you, like, let's run it off just for a second.
All right,
you know?
Cool. So, if I miss something, you know, throw it in there, because, you know, it's kind of like trying to name Wu-Tang, too, you know.
Right,
you got everybody
right.
in your heart, but you might forget a couple, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
So, all right, so let me see. Juice Crew. First, you got to start with Marley Marl. Right?
Definitely.
The mastermind behind it all with
mm-hmm.
the beats and the production.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we got MC Shan.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Who was also on
the
show.
He was on the show before as well. You know, who else we got in the Juice Crew? Craig G, who's
That's
also
right.
going to be on tonight. You know.
That's right. That's right.
Master Ace.
You know it.
Big Daddy King.
Uh-huh.
Kool G Rap.
That's right.
Biz Markie.
That's right.
Roxanne Shante.
You ain't forgetting nothing yet.
Tragedy. Back then he was the intelligent hoodlum back then.
Mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this hip-hop 101 over here, baby.
That's right.
This hip-hop
That's 101, right.
baby.
That's right.
What y'all came here for, man. You know.
And then we also had Granddaddy IU.
Granddaddy IU.
Polo. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And DJ Polo, of course.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
School Scrap.
So, understand how deep that is.
Yeah.
You know? Because we just play half an hour straight, and we ain't even really touched on the real the catalog yet. Am I correct?
We didn't even get into it the way
you know what I mean?
I try to stay away from the cliche Juice
right.
Crew records, like the Ain't No Half Steppings and the Vapors. You
right.
know, I kind of
right.
wanted to stay away from them and then showcase that there's still other records. You know.
Yeah,
we ain't
man.
Even touched the symphony yet. Woo, we ain't even get there
Forget
yet.
Forget that. You know what I heard today, too? That it just got me really hyped for the show, even the Master Ace joint where it was me and the Biz, and
yeah.
Master Ace was the Biz. I mean,
mm-hmm.
when you think about that shit, and when he did it, like, the shit was so dope.
Yeah.
It was like, wow. Is this,
yeah.
like, some genius shit? I wonder what they were saying when he did it. Was Biz supposed to show up and he didn't, and he just decided to do his part? You know, I'm always curious about that shit right there.
Yeah, we got to try to get Ace on the show, man.
Mm-hmm.
We got to try to get him on the show so we can ask him that. You know, I'd like to know that, too. It's crazy because when I first heard the record, I think I heard it on Stretch and Bob,
mm-hmm.
if I'm not mistaken. And I think I automatically thought that was Biz. Like, he sounded so much like Biz.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you couldn't tell me, but then when you found out it was Ace, then you start hearing Ace's inflection, and you know,
right,
crazy.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Crazy.
Just an incredible body of work from a crazy crew of MCs, and we're definitely gonna get into it tonight.
Yeah, shout to them, man. Yo, they the whole reason why I even love hip hop the way that I do at this present
mm-hmm.
moment in time. You know, because they the ones that pretty much had me open. I ain't gonna front as a crew, you know, the whole crew, the whole camp. Everybody
right.
in there, they was crazy and very talented, and the beats was retarded and, you know,
ridiculous.
Just felt like I could relate. So,
yeah.
you know, it's crazy. So, shout to them, you know, shout to the Juice Crew. That's why we're doing this evening for them. You understand what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Put it up.
Definitely.
Shout to MC Shan, too, man, one of the realest niggas. You
mm-hmm.
know, check him out. On Twitter at MC_Shan. You know, crazy. Yeah, man. So, you know what, Nate? Let's get into a little more Juice Crew shit. And then we're going to come back with the Craig G interview. How that sound?
All right. That sounds good to me.
All right. Six Man Radio, the home of a simple contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love. It's your boy Bad C along with my lovely co-host, L.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's a tribute to the Juice Crew, man, of course, y'all. We're going to get into it. Biz Markie, make the music.
I want to. I like to introduce myself. My name is Biz Markie, and I'm the human orchestra called Biz Markie. Making music all the way is my specialty. When I go, I want you. Girls get excited when they hear my lyrics. They wanna recite them. I know you're in the mood. Just go with the flow, and I can play rapping records and all disco, like Beat It, Billie Jean, or Michael Jackson, or the Treasure Tree Ranking. They gon' ask you when you hear me do it. You will be shocked and amazed. It's the brand new thing they call the human beatbox craze. I rock on the mic and all the bomb that I say. All the people like, I get the crowd jumping, get the girls heart thumping. All the party people say, isn't he something? Rock from New York City all the way down south. Staying around to make your music, book my mouth. I'ma tell your party people how I began. It started when I'm living in Long Island. Hey, when I was a kid, I used to play in the street, making sounds with my mouth, all sorts of beats. Grown people used to say, what? Grown people used to say, that strange noise, it was like for all the fighters and all the homeboys. Then I tried it at a homeboy's basement party. They thought it was a record laying over me. When it came by the DJ and saw who it is, they said, make the music with your mouth, bitch.
Make the music with your mouth, bitch.
Not even pop hoes, rhymes are rugged, so bloody, cold-blooded. You ain't better, your brother's just cutting.
Children go, I will send thee.
Yeah.
Children go, I will send thee.
Master 8
the
blank.
Children go, I will send thee. Children go,
I got Ice Cube Rock in the house with me tonight. They tell me to act the
proxy.
Then I reminisce to this time. And we gonna go back to back like this.
Yo, I'm gonna send them 7x7. 7 cup of beef never ever reach heaven.
And you better get your kick. And that's what Master Ace and Ice Rockets on the mix. And then we go
five by five.
Punk motherfuckers always try to get live. Ha, Master Ace drops a
4x4. Fuck the 4 pills.
Ha, knocking at the door.
And then we go three by three.
And that's why none of them can mess with me. Yo, I think we'll have to go
2x2.
For you and your bullshit crew. And now it's time to go
1x1.
Yeah.
1x1, and I think I just begun.
Unique.
For battle on top, side to side, I ride a glide across the floor. And you be sure that you want some more. It's like a bum who wants a bottle of gin. The average human will want me to rock again. Get ready for round two. So when I hound you, you're bound to. You glad that I found you and clown you. Must be an idiot, my son, and I pity it. You think you're rhyme a slam because you're from the city. It takes more than that. So what? You're a New Yorker.
You want to be large,
like a well called orca. Talk a little bit about life in general. Don't be a hood, a stone cold criminal. That's what you want to start a front that you try to pull. You get a bang, talk and sling your hang bottom. For a moon at night, like a goon that might what
explode. So get ready for the next load.
Go on the front and be brave. Your ass will get smacked for the force of a tidal wave. And most don't want to go through that dance. You get away from unique hot fat dance. That's how I feel. Get on the mic, Master Ice, and get ill.
I gather, or would you rather for me to take your place? Here comes Master Ice to make the space. And I need a whole lot of room. And you meet your doom as I bloom like an heirloom. So if you say Ice is living trite,
what?
You need more than a DJ to save your life. I'm not the type that gets played. No, I'm not. I get propped. The rhyme fights up like snot. You talk junk, but you're scared to face me. Cause rhymes are right, hit hard like a safety. I'm doing all rappers like chores, breaking laws. Kick so much ass that my sneakers need to wear drawers. So many rappers out there, I wanna bang out. You could cut school, but you still couldn't hang out. Yeah, in a bad mood, goody. I don't want a suit and tie, I walk around with jeans and a hoodie. Waiting for a sucker to step, but that's rare. You better prepare and stay in shape like Cher. The only Ice is the master, see, so pardon me. You suckers can go where I send thee.
Mentally mad. My rhymes start to flow, so I simply must brag about my style that makes it vibrant. I keep driving until the song turns into a hip hop giant. Me and Molly Moly going one on one for any type of rapper that chooses to come. And for me, Craig G, aka the Kingpin, I try to find taking time on singing. They hate how I turn my mic cord to a whip. Suckers just have to flip, cause I'm so hip. Craig G and Molly Moly form the ultimate alliance. No sucker can deal when I'm rock time. Another singer in this lifetime to kick the right rhyme, cause there's not another rhyme quite like mine. And when it comes to having showmanship, I really don't care who you're going to get, cause rappers hate me. I'm so defiant and I can get stupid just by dropping sign.
I don't care who's first or who last, but I know that y'all just better rock this at the drop of a dime, baby. I don't know what y'all gonna do with this, but it got to be funky. It got to be funky if you're gonna be on it. I don't care who start, I don't care what y'all do, but you got to be finished before the music is through.
effect and always saving. Yeah, just like a shot from a cannon, I am the man in charge and I'm planning. Damn strong enough that it can lift your soul. I'm the originator and my rhymes are made of gold. Once you hear the capital A, rap it'll stay with you for a while. It won't go away unless you force it, because it stays with you, my friend. And if you force it away, I'ma hit you again. I project my voice so it's right in the crowd. There's a sign at the door, no bright and loud. And if you didn't read it, I suggest you do so, or you'll be stranded just like Caruso. Sleep if you wanna, go ahead, get some shut eye. A man broke his jaw trying to say what I say on the microphone. He should have left it alone. Just on the record, let it be known that my ego's only partially grown. And never would I ever condone fighting in any form. Yo, I'm only warm. That verse was the calm. Now here's the storm. Next up, yo, I believe that's me. Craig G, light up the mic for the symphony. To all unoptimistics that thought I wasn't coming out with some twisted rhymes. But that's alright, cause now I'm back to kill all the rumors and straighten the facts to me. Not rocking rhymes like I always used to, but you jumped on the tip when you heard me in the Juice Crew. You said, ain't that something? Looks like I heard you in that jam and it's pumping. I apologize, oh yeah, and can I have your autograph for me and my grandma? That's how I'm living, on surprise mode. Don't even sleep, try not to keep your eyes. Cause if you do, when you awaken, your so-called spot will be taken. I'll take it over like a greedy executive. Cause on the mic, my perspective is to be the best in all rap events. And since I have a call, I call experience. Next up, yo, I believe that's me. Cool G-Rap, light up the mic for the symphony. Yo, Marley gives a slice. I get nice and my voice is twice as horrifying as this in price. Go deep to your fell in a cell of a sweet. And while I'm counting the money, you count sheets. With G-Rap strikes the mic, I recite the type, the height that you like to make the people unite. I flip off the hips to zip off lips. Step on rap, you flip, I wanna sip on my tip. Take a deep breath because you don't have enough left. Coming back like I'm revenging my brother's death. Make Confederates run for medicine, cause I put out more light in a fight to con medicine. Rip the damn cage like I'm on a rampage. So if you want rage, I'ma make front page. Read the headlines, suckers, the day's the deadline. Your head is way past bedtime. Can't kill though, solo, cause you're solo. Soft like a pillow, my rap's rougher than Brillo. So fear me, don't dare, dare me. And don't compare me to him when you hear me. Talk about a battle, but you ain't yet ready for war. Your metaphor sucks more than a whore. You can't replace me, ice me or ace me. Face me, face me, slice me or race me. Fight me or taste me, I see you that I got force. My rap burns your mouth like hot sauce. Run for water while I break your tape recorder. Serve the sucker, the order is manslaughter. Another rapper, G-Rap Rex, he's rated X. The meaner boy is sex. Next, the amplifier gets used and abused. Talk so loud, we might blow fuse. This is anger, madness, ready to hang up. Rap with a singer, I'm putting up my middle finger. Next up, I believe that's me. Daddy can't get on a mic for the sense of me. Setting it off, letting it off, beginning. Fuck till the ending, you never pinning. The old and ruined with the smooth rap lord. Like a bottle of juice, rhymes are being poured. Down the ear, crisp and clear as I prepare to wear tear and smear. Then I'm out of here with the mark left that you can all cling. In a party, yo, it's a cool thing. I've written many places on regular basis, and broken down mics were the only traces that I've been there, in there at the party. The mic had my friends, and on it was a party. So take caution, I'm not forcing around in a throwdown clown. I'm taking your son, so just acknowledge the way that I kicked it. Cause if rap was a house, you'd be evicted. And dismissed from the microphone, choking on a bone, cause daddy's home. And battling me is hazardous to health. So put a quarter in your ass cause you played yourself. Like a game in the arcade, you need a far aid. I'm walking the path that a law made. I'll attend and then begin to send a speech to reach and teach. So just say when, so I can let lyrics blast like a bullet. My mouth is a gun, on suckers I pull it. The trigger, get bigger, my pocket's getting bigger. And when it comes to money, yo, grandpa, my nigga. You got the groove, MCs, freeze, stand still. Nobody move, it's a sabotage. As I take charge, so large. Cause goddamn, I'm living large like a giant. You're nothing but a midget, a small digit. You ain't with it, forget it, quit it. I'm way superior, always taking care of ya. No real rappers,
Man
Radio.
Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love. It's your boy Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas K, a.k.a. Larry J. Blige. And I'm chilling with my co-host, Nadine Michelle. Nadine, what up, man?
What up? I'm also a.k.a. Sugar, or sometimes Sugar. They call me Pies. Whatever you
Holla.
Want it.
Holla. Hey, yo,
right now,
yo,
it ain't about us.
It ain't, man. On the phone right now, man, we have a real special guest. Ladies and gentlemen, Craig G, original member of the Juice Crew. Oh, my God, it's crazy. Craig, what's popping, y'all?
Do I get an AK? Do I get an AKA?
So what's the AKA, man? All
right, Craig G, AKA, I hate everyone. Craig G, AKA, rambling of an angry old man.
Angry old man.
Craig G, AKA... The industry is lying to you.
Yeah.
Craig G, you're so beautiful, you should be a waitress.
Oh, shit.
Craig.
Oh, man, yo, Craig. Yo, first off, I want to salute you because, you know, I'm an MC myself. I started out I started out back in 88. And the reason why I rap to this day is because of y'all. You know what I'm saying? So
thank you, sir.
I got goosebumps right now talking to you.
Well, I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
I mean, as an MC, you didn't suck. So, I mean, it's at least you're not the guy.
I appreciate
it. I'd be like, oh, God, I made this guy rap? Oh, geez.
Yeah. You're crazy. This is crazy. Older boy? Word up. But nah, man, like, I'll never forget seeing that symphony video, man. I said, yo, that's what I want to do with my life.
So,
what that
video was being made and done and showed, I was 15 years old.
Wow.
That is crazy. So let's take it back there. You met Marley. How'd you meet Marley? You grew up in Queensbridge. So, and that's
so,
where Marley.
I grew up in Queensbridge, and Marley lived in my building. And when I was about 11, 12 years old, I was actually rapping when I was like 7. My older brothers had a little rap crew, and one day they had a party for my sister and left all the equipment at the crib because they didn't want to take it home that night. And I just caught the bug, and I was rapping. And then at around about like 11, 12 years old, every time Marley was already like starting to mess around with Shan and Dimples D and Shantae. So every time I would actually, he lived on the 6th floor, I lived on the 2nd floor in Queensbridge, and I would sit on my steps on the 2nd floor and wait for him to come down and just start banging on the pole, rhyming over and over again. For like a year or two, I was doing this. And then when I was 13, they had an idea for this song that was the rap version of the song Shout for Tears for Fears, and that's when I did the first song. And that was in 1985. I was actually 12 going on 13.
Wow.
So that's when it really started, yeah.
That's crazy. So when he started putting the Juice Crew together, I'll back up from that. We had Shan on.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I'll tell you like this before you even go there, because I know what you're going to say, which is weird. We didn't technically put the Juice Crew together. It just came together. These were just dudes that Marley was coming across, and then once everybody was in place, once the few key members was in place, Mr. Magic, rest in peace, was the dude that came up with the name, and everybody started associating with that. And that's when members kept getting added and stuff like that. But it wasn't like really a conscious plan to go, yo, we're going to make a super crew. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
It was just a collection of people.
So they just kept introducing new artists, like here's another one, and then it just grew to this to the Juice Crew.
Because I saw an interview. Go ahead.
I forget about the delay. That's why that's going on.
What I was saying was
what's funny is during that time, you know, I was 13, 14, 15, 16 years old, and I couldn't do a lot of the stuff with them because my mom's wasn't having it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I could only go do shows on the weekends, and I remember they had had this version of Overonica with the girls doing the beatbox, and I did the beatbox on the song. This was like 86, and I remember recording at Bayside Studio. And I remember I had to have been like probably 14, 13 and a half, and I broke night in the studio. And I remember being under punishment for like, a good 2 weeks because of that.
Wow. All for hip hop. All
yeah,
for the love.
Yeah, my mom was not having it because my mom was a nursery school teacher, so she was more
right.
School.
Right.
You know what I
but,
mean?
But I saw an interview with Shan, and he was going ham about an interview Ace had, you know, with Nice.
Yeah. At the end of the day, that interview and that back and forth exchange between Shan and Molly and the thing with Ace, to me, is regardless of what the full story was, like Ace said, this is what Molly told him, and I'm not going to get too deeply involved in something someone heard from somebody else. And you know what I mean? I mean, I'm grown now, but the history of it was is that Molly said that Shan said he didn't want to do it. And again, I'm not saying Ace never said Shan did say this. He said Molly said it. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So at the end of the day, that's between them. You know what I mean? All I know is
For y'all that don't know that's listening, the backstory real briefly is Ace did something with D-Nice. It was an interview. He basically said the story of the symphony, how the symphony started, and how allegedly MC Shan came up to Molly and said, yo, I ain't doing that with them little niggas. I ain't doing the symphony.
And this
with
is
them
what Molly
niggas.
Told Ace, yes.
Right.
So, you know, but again, you know, as you get older, you don't want to even get involved in something based on, I heard someone say that, whatever.
Right.
Listen, at the end of the day, we did we shot the cover for the In Control album, and after that we had one more song. And Molly had the beat. We went right from the photo shoot for the cover to go do the song. Kane came by for a minute, but Kane had a show. Now, for all the people like Homeboy, I think that was talking to you on Twitter, you know, there was an episode of Unsung where they cut to some schmuck, I don't know who the guy was, and he's like, Kane wrote all the rhymes for the symphony, and that is completely false.
Yeah.
That is completely false. And every time I see the episode, I get disgusted, because at the end of the day, if I'm not correct, I'll be 100 with you. Kane came up with the hook. Next up, I believe he came up with the hook, and then Kane had a show. Kane left. And we all sat in the living room, wrote our rhymes. Here's the funny story. When we did our verses, I did mine. Ace did his. I did mine. G-Rap did a verse where he rhymed till the whole tape went off the spool. There's a whole other half of G-Rap's verse for the symphony that no one has ever heard.
Get the fuck out of here, yo.
Yes.
Wait. Because I know the video version, they cut it. They cut the part. Kane solo.
They cut it before we even did the video because Kane didn't have no room to rhyme. Kane wasn't there. That's what I'm saying. And that's what makes me so upset about people saying he wrote it because they heard some idiot on TV say it. Because at the end of the day, Kane wasn't even there. And when G-Rap finished his verse, that tape was off the reel.
Wow.
Kane came back and did his verse a few days later. And it wasn't because Kane didn't feel like chill. Kane was hot. So Kane had a show. This was like a Friday evening on top of that. So Kane was out. That's why it really disgusts me. I'm like, some idiot cut to some guy. You know how they do these shows and they have so-called experts and they cut to the guy. I was like, and Kane basically wrote the whole symphony. And I'm looking at the TV
like what?
What? What? Well, huh? And who are you again? Word up, man. So, you know, every time I see somebody say it, I'm just like, come on, man. Well, first of all, and I'm not taking anything from Kane because Kane is one of the greatest MCs, but it would take pretty much a superhuman rapper to accurately come up with three other guys' distinct styles.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? First of all, not let alone Kane, I don't think anyone could write a rhyme for G-Rap as intricate as his flow and his cadence is. Are you serious?
Yeah.
So, you know, this is most people that fell for this don't really know their hip-hop or the mechanics of lyric writing and verses and et cetera. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's Craig G's first rant of the interview.
Yeah, we love it. 6 Man Radio, we love it.
doing it.
So.
Right. So, what I wanted to talk to you about is, like, you know, as anybody knows their hip-hop, they know about the Juice Crew and everything like that. But what they really don't know is how you've actually been very, very busy and have so many other projects that you're working on, like the project with Mr. Cheeks. You know,
yes.
Can you touch a little bit about that and, you know, how
you guys
were together?
I mean,
and you're like, hey, let's do a collab.
Me and Mr. Cheeks, you know, that's been my homeboy for years. Like, when, you know, the Lost Boys, rest in peace, Ties, you know, Spig,
yeah.
All of them was bubbling. You know,
yeah.
I was pretty much more or less, like, seeing them come up, and I was, like, really rocking with them. And, you know, later on, I would see Cheeks. You know, we're both from Queens. So, you know, the person I'm presently working on my latest album with, you know, they're boys. They've actually worked at McDonald's together back in the day. So Cheeks would be around a lot. And one day we just, you know, got together and was like, yo, you know what? Let's do an album.
Yeah.
And, you know, we
yeah.
came up with the name Strike Team, and we did like 18, 19 cuts. You know what I mean? And the album is called Hip Hop Honors. And it's pretty much done, but we kind of just waited for a second to drop it. You know what I mean? Because we both are doing solo joints, and we want to drop those first. So, but I got joints with Cheeks on the album. I got Cheeks is on my newest album twice.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
yeah, man. Shout out to him. We need to get him on the show. We need to get
him on the show.
I'll work that out for you.
Yeah, man. Good luck.
You also got another song. Like, you got a new song with Styles P too. Is that on the upcoming album, or is just like this thing you did with Styles P?
That's actually the official single from the newest album.
Oh, that's
and it's fire.
That's gonna be crazy.
It's called Heaven and Hell,
really,
and it dropped on Tuesday, and it's getting a lot of love. I just, you know, I hope it turns into some sales. You can go on iTunes right now and download it if you want. You know, for the paltry price of $1.29, get the single right now, and the album, Ramblings of an Angry Old Man, will be out October 30th, but you can pre-order that.
I love
now.
The title, man. I love the title. Like, that's, that is crazy because, you know what? It pretty much embodies how we feel. You know what I mean? It embodies how we feel, and it's sort of a play on, like,
if anyone knows me, I'm pretty sarcastic, and it's kind of like a joke almost because, you know, being at the symphony was out, and it was back then, and everybody thinks that I'm 63 years old, and I'm not even 40 yet.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, it was kind of like me, the whole theme of the album pretty much is being yourself, and it just was really about, yo, if you think I'm an angry old man, then that's what I am. I'm not going to run from, you know, who you think I am, because you know what? Compared to what hip-hop was when I started and the road it's been traveling, I am damning.
Yeah.
I'm saying, because, you know, I'm not angry at the fact that these dudes with these new styles and this new stuff is eating. I'm more upset because they're wiping out the history of hip-hop, and this is the only genre that does that.
Mm.
So, if you listen to terrestrial radio, and I'm sure y'all are both going to go on an uproar when I say this, have you ever heard Back in the Days, 2007?
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? It's like, this is the only genre of music that is trying to wipe out our history, and that's what makes me angry. This is America.
Yeah.
Every rapper that I think is whack deserves to get their money. But, again, they should not be in this business and not show the proper respect for not even just me, for the Run DMCs, for the Cold Crush Brothers, because in rock music, they don't do that. In reggae music, they don't do that.
Yep,
in pop music, you watch the Grammys, they always pairing some old pop dude with a new pop dude. You understand what I'm saying? But in hip-hop, it's not cool to be seen with a vet because, oh, you know, we're not trying to get that crowd. You know, yo, listen,
he's not relevant. I hate that word, man, relevant.
Relevant.
Like, come on.
I think I cussed that word about 4 or 5 times on my album, so you'll love it.
Wow. But you know what too? Like that's I'm glad it's a perfect segue.
Mm-hmm.
The 6-man radio thing, we're catering to adult contemporary hip hop. Now walk with me here. It's a concept that we feel hip hop should have our own. We should segregate it, like how rock and roll they got soft rock, alternative rock, heavy metal, country got bluegrass or whatever.
You know,
we grew up. Hip hop did. You know what I'm saying?
Build on that real quick. Mm-hmm. I also believe that the old school, the word old school is killing hip-hop. Because at the end of the day, I mean, everyone ages, but old is a demeaning word. And when every other rock station, what do they call it?
Classic rock.
Classic, yeah, classic.
Okay, so why we got to be old?
Right.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm
saying? But Craig, you know what that's about. You know what that's about. Because from day one, they've been trying to fizzle out our music. So the best way is to put them against each other.
Right.
You know what, man? I've had lulls in between doing stuff because I've just been fed up with the industry and how certain the way it's going. But at the same time, at one point, I had said to say, you know what? I need to join the resistance and just piss all the industry people off. I know them all, so why not just make them mad at me? It's like a complete new motivation. You understand what I'm saying? Because I have a 17-year-old son who wants to be a rapper.
Damn.
God kill
17.
Me now. God kill me now. But I'm 39. I mean, I had him a little old. But at the end of the day, I'm like, you know, listen, but like half of my album's about him because he thinks that you can, you know, make an album and become a superstar and this, that, and the third. And guess what? I'm not trying to tell you you can't do it. But most of the superstars you know fade out after a year or so. Why don't you just go for a career in this and think longevity? I always say I'd rather have 10 gold albums than one album that sold 5 million copies.
Yeah. You know?
You understand what I'm saying?
Who you like now? Who you feeling? Who you feeling now?
Listen, there's a whole lot of hip-hop that you could like that's out there. You know, you got your Evidences. You got Bumpy Buckles put out a crazy album. OC just put out a crazy album. Bassett put out a crazy album. And I'm not just mentioning the vets. There's dudes that I like. You know, Matthew Ragazzino, Ahab Lauren. I won't even say these dudes, but Sean Price. Come on, man. There's tons of hip-hop. But they don't want you to... They don't want you to find that stuff.
No.
Yeah.
Because guess what? It's marketable to the corporations that own these stations. And
it's not relevant.
But it's not marketable because they're saying it's not marketable. Everything is marketable. I work in advertising, you know.
They're going for a certain age demographic on a lot of these, you know, stations, you know.
Yeah.
Craig, there was a list. BET put out. I'm on this list.
I know I bought it.
Fam, what type of shit is that, bruh?
Guess what, though?
Crazy.
Guess what, though? At the end of the day, my whole thing is to prove that there are a legion of hip-hop fans that are 30 years and older that are searching for good hip-hop, new hip-hop, not just old throwback or whatever they call it today. So, they made this list and it's disgusting. I don't know how much of a fact it is, but I don't care because I'm not making... With the stuff that they play on BET on 106 and Park for what's supposed to be preteens, I wouldn't want my music on it.
Right.
Because, you know, at the end of the day, NWA didn't need radio or video.
No, they sure didn't.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
I think
at the end of the day, I always say this. I'm like, you know, listen, I'm talking to my generation, and if any of the young dudes want to come along, I'm more than welcome. Come learn something.
Right. You know.
My album directly, or the intro of my album, I talk, the last words before my album starts officially is, if your hip-hop is the type of hip-hop you hear on the radio, turn this album off now because it's not for you. Right. So I'm giving them the choice right now.
So.
Something people may not know, but there was an article years ago in the Chicago Tribune about how you coordinated and wrote the rap lyrics for the acclaimed art battle in the movie 8 Mile. Not Eminem's lyrics, just the scene in the art battles. And he reached out to me for that.
Yes, I wrote the opponents. I also wrote Exhibit Rob. The reason I say coordinated is because I'm not going to take credit. Some of them were rappers in their own right, and they changed some of the words.
Mm-hmm.
My check was still the same, so I'm not here to take credit for that. But I also did Dangerous Rhymes in the movie Get Rich or Die Trying, too. You can see that on the credits also.
Oh, shit.
So,
all right.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Shout out to Paul Rosenberg, the whole Shady. You know, they I always say this. They toss me a half a steak every now and then. So So,
right.
Yeah.
So they just reached out to you like, let's just get Craig. And when you got the call, what did you think? Like, what?
Well, here's the thing. It's a whole backstory behind that, though. See, well, one, I was one of the judges in the acclaimed rap Olympics that Eminem was in right before he got signed.
Mm-hmm.
But he lost to this guy otherwise. And I remember having an argument with one of the judges because I thought Eminem won. And I met him and Paul then. This had to be 97, 96, maybe. Maybe earlier than that. And, you know, I was cool with him. And even after the fact of that, I remember having a show in Miami and then in Detroit. And we drove. This is, you know, we renegaded, jumping the rent a van
right, right.
out. So we drive up to Detroit and the show gets canceled. So me and my brother Will Pack, we decide to go find some Phillies. And we go to this gas station, get some Phillies, and walk from the hotel. And every time I hear this door open, I hear music playing. And I'm like, hey, what the hell is that? And it's hip-hop music. So I'm like, you know what, kid? Let's roll up in there. Pardon my ice cream truck. I'm outside of my backyard, man. you know, so I go inside, and this was right after one of my infamous battles with somebody. And I wind up battling half Detroit. I battled Proof, rest in peace. And me and him became real cool. So they kind of felt like familiar. They felt like I was familiar with the atmosphere of what they were trying to portray in the movie also because I was actually there.
Right.
So here's another little known fact. I was actually filmed in a scene, but my clothes didn't match the year it was supposed to be shot in, so they edited me out.
Oh, man.
I think I had on like a Prada Scully and a Fat Farm Stalker, and they was like, yo, this is supposed to be like 94.
Yeah.
They didn't have any of this stuff out there. So,
yeah, man. Yeah,
but yeah, shout out to him, man, because, you know, that more or less brought my stock up as far as even more in the underground.
Yeah. Yeah. So it, just one more thing. The battle was Super Nat, though.
Yeah.
You know? Yes.
Shout out to Super Nat. Very good nigga.
Shout out
to Super
Nat.
You know what I'm saying? Word. You know, that was epic. You know, that was epic because off the top of the head, you know, dude is, you know, you know, and you off the top of the head is, come on, y'all. And for y'all that don't know, off the top of the head, if you're an MC and you can't do that off the top of the head, you know what I'm saying? Like, you might as well.
That usually means you just started rhyming yesterday because
right.
I didn't even write my first rhyme until I made my first record.
See?
My rhymes actually freestyled like the whole second verse of Shout Rap. So,
wow.
I didn't know.
Was you in that? Was y'all cool during that time, or was it really drama?
Really, I didn't really. It was never really no drama. I didn't know Nat. I see him around in circles. We never had no issues. Nat was hot at the time, and Nat was like, I can beat anybody. And he was on, I believe, Bobbito, and they asked him about me, and he was like, yo, I'm happy. And we were supposed to battle on the air at Bobbito. And I believe, like, ill producers like Buck Wild and these dudes were going to come through with the beat machines. And we was going to battle on the air and let the callers decide.
Yeah.
He didn't show up. He had a show somewhere, I believe, and didn't make it. So, I don't know, maybe a few months later they were having a seminar. And, you know, for one, I didn't even know the guy was going to be there. So, he's on stage. I don't know if the Lyricist Lounge dude saw me or not. I can't say. You know, I mean, to this day, Super Nat thinks it was a setup. But, I mean, I had no idea he was going to be there. On my child, I swear to this, I had no idea he was going to be there. And they asked him, yo, what about the battle with Craig G? And the first thing he does, and it's on video, he looks at the crowd and goes, yo, Craig, where you at? And I'm standing directly behind one of, like, you know, the dudes that came from the battles my brother listened to on tape. I was standing behind Grandmaster Caz and, like, some of the – and they looking at me like, yo, he just called you out, son.
Yeah.
If you look at the video, I walked on stage with a 40 ounce in my hand.
Ooh-wee, epic.
At the end of the day, shout out to Nat, but again, yo, it wasn't some contrived plan. Then we had another battle where I had a show, and he decides to pop up and try to battle. And I'm drinking and performing, and I'm like, yo, we going back and forth. And both of us, to me personally, was way too. This is the one he put on his album, mind you. You know, yeah. I felt we were both completely way too emotional, and we were all screaming over each other. Then
right.
one of his boys jumped on stage, and he stepped on the mic cord, and the mic flew out of my hand, and I'm like, you know what? This battle's over.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? But at the same time, I don't think that that one happened as organically as the first one. We
right.
did not. That was not a plan. You understand what I'm saying? In my head, the one that he put on his album, I feel like he knew I was going to be somewhere, and he decided to show up. It was his birthday, mind you, and I'm there booked to just do a regular show.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And you just pop up. You understand what I'm saying? So to me, it was like, yeah, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but who knows, man? You know, listen, man, it was never nothing personal. Because
right.
to me, and I always say this in every interview about it, you know, at the end of the day, when I battled Nat and, you know, the first time and, you know, he lost or whatever, this man still had his deal.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
He was still signed. He still put out a record. You understand what I'm saying? Now,
right.
not thinking nothing against his talent at making records, but if that record was more of a hit than it was, no one would have even cared about that battle.
Right, absolutely.
So you can't say I'm responsible for him getting dropped from his label because he still put out a record after that.
Right.
You
understand what I'm saying? So, but again, it was nothing personal, man. I mean, I'll work with him to this day. It's not that serious to me because we grown men.
Yeah.
You know what I
mean? Heard,
I believe that.
You heard it here first, y'all. Yo, Nat, man, let's make this happen. You and Craig, man, let's make this happen.
I believe he's very talented, but at the end of the day, you know, somewhere deep inside of me, I think he took it a little more personal than I took it. But who's to say that if I didn't lose at a time where he was at, where his career was starting, if I wouldn't have took it more personal. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it was really not that serious to me because I'm going to tell you like this to go even further, and I know I seem to be rambling as I usually do.
Do your thing, man.
I believe that the whole battle thing almost pigeonholed me. You understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Because let me explain to you something. After the battle happened, you start having these conversations. You know, do you think battle rappers can make good songs? No, they can. And my name was always in the mix of that, and I'm going, y'all don't remember I made two classics before this battle
right.
even happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I felt like it kind of pigeonholed me. Actually, I was just at the Smack URL joint Sunday. I was just going to check it out. I took my homeboy with me, and dude's like, yo, man, what it's going to take to get you out of retirement? And I'm like, listen, man, I'm trying to make albums, man.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Like retirement. Who told you that?
Well, I mean, honestly, I would say in the battle realm, I'm not, you know, I feel like I ain't nothing to prove.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Absolutely.
And the thing about
I heard Nadine wanted to battle you though. You heard him? He said ha ha. He said ha ha.
Yo, Craig. There's a whole
value of a plate
do,
of chicken
man.
Wings.
There's a whole new generation of them dudes, so you know what? I'm gonna let them rock, yo.
Yeah. So, but yo, I know the album's coming out at the end of October. We gonna get you back on so that we could really go hard and talk about this album. I know it's crazy. The cover is crazy.
Yeah.
I love it.
You
know what
I got? Let me run down the people on it real quick. I got Sadat X, Devin the Dude, Sean Dawn, Big Pooh,
wow,
Mr. Cheeks, of course. You know, I got Styles P. I got beats by Jake One. I got beats by the B-Liners, my man Dre Moses, Marco Polo. You know,
wow.
Crazy, man. Ramblings of an Angry Old Man. You can pre-order it now on iTunes, man. Look it up. Check out the single. Go on my Twitter page, MC_Craig. That's C-R-A-I-G _ G. And, you know, there's links and everything on there, man. Get at me.
Yeah, man. Hit them up. Yo, Craig, before we let you go, what we do...
Yes, sir.
We ask all our guests the same question. Your top three MCs of all time, your top three groups of all time, and your top three producers all time.
Let me see. My top three MCs. Man, yo, I mean, I don't really do the list thing because I think there's a lot of equally talented dudes, so I'll just throw three that I feel are my favorites, and I won't put them in no number category. I think Pharoah Monch is an incredible MC.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
You want to take it back, Rakim, the God is the blueprint. When you hear lyrics of Fury, it's over. You understand what I'm saying? And one that I constantly always get in arguments, but I think Pasta News from Daylight is one of the greatest MCs to me.
Yeah.
So you don't want to really hear my list. Groups, Run DMC, Daylight, Public Enemy, Beastie Boys, Tide, Pete Rock, CL Smooth, Gangsta. See what I'm saying? I'm from an era where the choices was
everything was hot.
Everything, yeah.
Listen, I remember the days we didn't wait to hear the single on the radio or saw the video. When EPMD was dropping the album, I didn't have to.
You was there. Yo, fam, real talk. I used to cut school when EPMD. It's funny you say EPMD. I would cut school and go to Beach Street on Fulton Street and just wait till 12 o'clock because 12 o'clock is when they put the albums out. Noon.
Exactly.
Taking it back.
It was always Tuesday too. Yeah.
Yeah, always Tuesday, yeah.
Oh, no, but you know what? Some of the cooler record stores would have it Friday.
Yeah, but B Street would have them on Friday sometime.
Yeah,
sometime.
Have it on Friday.
You know.
But you know, that's what I'm saying. That's why this listing, I mean, producers, too. I mean, you know, come on, man. You got Marley, you got Premier,
right.
You got Pete, you got Dungeon Family. You got tons of. So I know this is like the politically correct answer,
mm-hmm.
but at the end of the day, I come from an era where 90% of the hip hop that came out was banging. Now
absolutely.
You're lucky to get 9%.
Consistent. It was so consistent, like nonstop. Now,
yo, to the youth, I feel, you know what I'm saying? I feel y'all pain. You know, y'all walk around, y'all acting like the joints that y'all got right now that you're hearing on the radio was super banging. I feel you. But, yo, y'all ain't grow up during that era where, yo, the feeling, like you could walk outside your house and just feel hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Like,
let me tell you something. Come on, most of the favorite pastime, man. You cop the cassette. You sit in the whip or in the crib. You unfold that J-card and you read the credit.
Read it. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Who produced it? The thank yous. All of
everything.
You understand what I'm saying? It was like an experience. Now,
Even deeper than that, though, Craig. Like you would look and see the address of the label, and they made little demos and shit. You would send them sisters.
Exactly. Oh, that's how LL this deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
But that's exactly how it was. It was an event for everything.
It was an event for everything. And I hate to sound like the grumbly old, but it's the truth, man.
The internet killed it. The internet killed it because everything's so easily accessible now.
I'm going to just tell you, man, what killed it is, again, we're just in an era where no one wants to be themselves.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? No one wants to be themselves, man. Everybody, this guy did it like this. Let me try it.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? You know, there was only one Run DMC. You didn't hear comparisons back in the days. Oh, these guys are sort of like this guy. Nah, you didn't hear that.
Didn't hear
that. You didn't hear them say, "Oh, Run got a LL flow," or vice versa. No. People individuals.
You understand what I'm saying?
Again, who knows if it'll ever come back to that? I'm no Swami or fortune teller. My thing is, don't let them forget it happened. That's where the passion comes back for me now.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? It's like, yo, man, what the. Really? Back in the days, 2007? What?
Yeah.
When they hear that, I'm like, back in the days? What are they talking about? That's like not even back in the day enough.
This is the only genre of music that's trying to wipe out its own history.
That's right. As long as you're here, we're going to make sure that don't happen, Craig. Word up. And, yo, we thank you for taking the time out and calling in. We definitely want to get you back on when the album comes out.
We'll definitely do that in October. I got you, brother. You know what it is already, man.
Yes, sir, man. Yo, ladies and gentlemen, Craig G, man, do your homework. Know what it is, man.
Right.
Craig G, Ramblings of an Angry Old Man is coming, y'all. End of October. Y'all make sure y'all get that. October 30th, but right now, go get that Heaven and Hell joint on iTunes right
Style
now,
P.
Craig G,
Style
featuring
P.
Styles P is crack.
It is crazy, yo.
Word up, it is Six Man Radio approved, so y'all already know. Y'all know what it is, yeah. Let's get into that. We're going to play that.
Okay, that's
you
what
know.
It is, man.
We're
going to
get into that.
You're about to hear some real hip-hop with some real emotion, and it's actually talking about some real stuff. It's not about my car or my watch or my chain or the big booty chick up the block. It's not about real life. So, Craig G, Heaven and Hell, featuring Styles P, Six Man Radio, you know what it is.
Yeah.
Man, don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
If you're not listening to us, you need to throw all your devices in the trash.
Throw it out, man. Throw it out. Run over it, too. Word up. Craig, thank you, man. God bless, brother.
Yes, sir.
God bless.
Appreciate it, man.
Word up, man.
That's what it is.
All right, bro.
Right,
yes, sir. Peace.
Make me want to holler. Yeah. Yeah.
Rap. This is for the soldiers in the street that cock that thing back. Girls stress them out for a pair of Gucci slingbacks. People eating lovely, they just got a chicken wing pack. Might as well just bring that. Gun busting, stick you up quick, that's their religion. Obama poster, but ain't too concerned with politicians. They live by a code, if they see it, then they grab it. Like wolves on National Geographic, more like magic. Property carnivores, they don't honor this, so why the f*** would they honor yours? Kicking down your doors, a home invasion, and not the album from Ice-T. Study on that UPS guy, he looks sexy. Better click the double vote. Yeah, you mind your business, but to still have a burner at your head. Like, what's the trouble for? Tied up, huddled close, stuck tape, muzzle throat. Then they hit your neighbor, yeah, they going for a double dose.
They on duff. Your mama on welfare, the check ain't enough. Now you out hustling, expecting the cuffs. Everybody's depressed, chained up on the bus. No tears but a stern face. Couple of them selling some burn base. Everybody's a G, then they turn state. Niggas say they real, but they ain't real. You can see the true colors when the paint peel. Yeah, make me wanna holler, yeah, faint still. Around demons, but I wanna be a saint still. Heaven and hell, here on earth. So I wanna get my soul right, feel my worth. Let it touch in the bag, so I can feel my church. Looking for peace, yeah, feel my search. What? Born into this world.
Besides ringing doorbells won't give me the point. They get me annoyed, this pimp will relieve the boy. Click, click, that heated toy to cook your apple. Pimp's got a pig skin grip, I throw a bullet at you, enough of this shit. They do puffs in the mix, cause I'm retarded fresh. Pimp and a puff in this mix. See these niggas sloppy, to me this a hobby. I hold weight, don't bother to get the dolly. Fly guy districts, yeah, and R.I.P. Nate Dogg, I can't deny. Fucking building.
Slut nigga. Huh?
AB, I can't see myself locked, so I be on point. Oh, got the papers, I'm rolling up a Khalifa joint. Besides ringing doorbells, won't give me the point. They get me annoyed, this pimp will relieve the boy. Click, click, that heated toy to cook your apple. Pimp's got a pigskin grip, I throw a bullet at you, enough of this shit. They do puffs in the mix, cause I'm retarded fresh. Pimp's and a puff in this mix. See these niggas sloppy, to me this a hobby. I hold weight, don't bother to get the dolly. Fly guy districts. Yeah, and R.I.P. Nate Dogg, I can't deny I ripped this. I too chinky, plus I'm my time sipping. I'm sky high lifted, cause my time's ticking.
Look, you stumbled in the pain, that's toe jamming. Now you're covered in red freckles, I Lindsay Lohan ya. When it come to you niggas, I got no manners. I get so much respect that I don't hold hammers. My bros hold blamers, cause I'm the commander. I leave the crib a full house and I'm talking no tannins. Me and them can't relate. I cut the bullshit off, I had to amputate and start a brand new slate. Yeah, the flow butter like Land of Lakes, and I'm smoking hot, it's time for a cancer break.
Choking the neck, no ligature mark. Get a rebib, we finish, let the literature start. A riddle will get you. How you make invisible sparks? You swimming with sharks, it's wavy. Get you an arc, a critical thought, residual. I ain't gotta explain. Jet plane, touchdown, green and white. Jets game, left lane, spots blind. Running like a stop sign. You overnight with groceries. That'll mean your stock's higher, level steps ahead of you. You don't suit me, not tied. Twisted with the game, I can tell you where the dots lie. Fucking lanes got me on my last nerve. I could be before your windows like a password. With a can of trash, a can of gas, and a match burn. Let the heat jam all, that's a mash burn. My hornets, her name's Charlotte. What a harlot, ride her like a harlot. She coming, I'm inviting her to do it like a party. She a doll after learning with a Barbie. I'm toying with it, toying with it. Yeah, I'm afloat, to be more specific, huh. Anger where the banger is. I don't feel you, I wonder who a stranger is. What danger is, don't compare when I angle this. Cause I figure you's a waste, so I came to piss.
Yo, for real, he got it for the low, he's already a G up. Phone popping, no time to free up. Money on his mind, he trying to get his cheese up. He's a catch him heavy on the block. Call him on your phone, he'll bring it right to your spot. No funny biz though, cause he travel with the Glock. You know what he come, what you need, he got. Yeah, what you got, my nigga? I don't fuck with that shit.
Nigga, I got some of this for you though.
Let me get some of that though. He mastering hand to hand, supply and demand, same corner where he stands. Getting money first, now we put on his man so they can get enough food for their clan.
Yeah, nigga, let's break this shit down, my nigga.
We've
been trying to do this shit, nigga. Hey, you take some of that, you split some of this, split it 50-50 and get it popping, my nigga.
Now it's man eating too, when he copping more weight, connect like in the zoo. Cause he double every week, son, he move anything he get in about a day or two. They the of the block, but they don't see the plot. Some hungry niggas that's ready to run up in they spot. They peeping them out, know where they cop, so they ran up on them, strapped, ready to pop. Yeah, nigga, give me your shit, nigga, you know what it is, nigga. Yeah, I'll take that. Yeah, I'll take that too, nigga. Yeah.
Widening, feeling like it's Groundhog Day, he gotta try again. The tide, tied with thoughts of retiring. Pride fires and he wired me some truth and inspirement, so I can't fail him. He gets the mail and he's off, like a movie trailer with those long roads and it costs. I wish you could retain the way he's losing his patience. Fucking transit travel constantly, the fame motivation. Check cash and they know him by face on the spot. And beg tellers should embrace him when he talks and slots. And not a day of rest, he walks 20 blocks and brings me what the villains got. A little money, little presents, I could kill him, Brock. Ruddy stalking with him, I'd have dark visions of choking and fuck. But of course it's his job, and he can't understand why I worry so much, cause he's my man, damn.
Right now.
to how much power you have. When God sends prophets and messengers, they don't care nothing about your power because they come from the power.
Red nigga, I'm a wonder. Your best success is my worst blunder. Fed tap the number. Jerry Jacqueline on asses could appreciate. We to alleviate the pain. Eddie Kane, Richard Pryor, pinky ring. Watch your conduct, nigga. Throw parties for my niggas that's living, you guessed it. Models, y'all keep them if they anorexic. Love them but can't trust them. Hate them but won't bust them. Caking and saving, spinning, wasting is like a custom. Tats are hieroglyphics, lipstick on the collar. I got more to lose than you do, but I'm a rider. When did the rules change? Y'all living trendy on pennies, meeting deadlines with ease, no gains. You fire on butane, Gator Tim's, Oscar's belts. These be the times that I surprise myself. My niggas looking like black crows at packed shows. The Don voice stay pristine like I'm still set.
Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, that you love, that you love and you love. It's your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nate Dean Michelle. What up, Nate?
What up? Fabulous, fabulous interview with Craig G. I hope y'all like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that was
pretty dope.
I appreciate that.
Our G-Strength salute.
Yeah,
tonight.
Man. Yeah, that was
That was crazy. I was in here partying, you know. I hope y'all was too. You know?
Yeah, you know, we got some love from the crew as well, MC Shan and everybody.
Oh, yeah?
And everything. Yeah, yeah. It's funny. I'm on Twitter and I'm checking MC Shan, and it looked like MC Shan got into a slight Twitter beef with Uncle Roger Mayweather.
Is that right? Wow.
It's some silly mess. Twitter is crazy. Twitter is just bananas, you know.
Shan don't be having it. Yeah, he don't be having it in the
first place. You just went off on Uncle Roger. I'm telling you right now. Just went in on him.
Wow.
Crazy. Yo, like cussing at him and everything, team. Shout out to MC Shan.
Yeah, shout to him, you know. Like I said, man, one very real nigga. Craig G, too, you know, shout to him as well, you know.
Definitely.
And next week.
Dope interview.
Next week, we got from you know, the groundbreaking, innovative, world-renowned group Naughty by Nature, we got the man pretty much behind the whole sound of them, you know.
We
got KG, DJ KG in the building.
That's right, y'all.
Next
KG
weekend.
Is responsible for so many things, you know.
Yes,
y'all gotta tune in to hear that one. Not to mention Divine. So, a really great R&B sound during the 90s, you know.
Yeah.
Killing it. And now, still killing it. So, gotta tune in for that.
Definitely make sure y'all check that out. That's going to be off the chain.
Definitely.
The following week. Well, I ain't even going to get into who else we got. We gonna keep
we'll
that.
Tell y'all next week who we got the following week.
That's what we'll do. But it was another good one, man.
Definitely. You know. Here we are, the second Saturday of September already.
Already,
y'all. It's really moving fast. I don't know about you, but I still. Maybe because I'm older, I don't know. It's moving pretty swiftly to me.
Yeah, it's going by pretty fast, man.
Yeah, man.
It's going by fast.
A little too fast.
What are you going to do? Everybody, enjoy your evening. I'm going to need
indeed.
For all y'all to roll up, because that's what I'm about to do.
I'm about to watch this fight. That's what I'm doing. Shout out to all the boxing fans out there watching Chad Dawson versus Andre Ward is going down tonight, bro.
Y'all know
Showtime got boxing on. It's like a boxing night.
And I know you love it too. I know they love it.
Man,
we'll see y'all next week. You already know, man. Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B. Before I go, once again, I have to give a shout out and a rest in peace, rest in beats to my nigga Clef Dollars.
Yes,
you already know, sir. And a rest in peace to the big homie Chris Lighty. You already know. Already know, yo. Let's get up out of here with Papoose featuring Remy Ma and Bucket Naked. Yeah.
Get up, Remy Ma.
She got a bedroom body, go shorty. I told her I'm a caller, got her on a camcorder. I can't believe I saw her.
Bucket Naked.
As soon as I meet her, like a queen, I'ma treat her, cause I just wanna see her.
Bucky,
I like it when she wears sweatpants right across the ass, they pink. Smell like roses, the pussy don't stink. Chew double mint gum. She like to have fun, tattoo on her back, earring in her tongue. We the real Bonnie and Clyde. Your girl aight, but your girl ain't live. Fly in the piece of paper, bang my name. Got the hardest chick in the game, wearing my ring. She look good and I stay green, but I wanna see her get
Bucky naked.
I like it when she wear them tight jeans, but I'd rather see her get
Bucky naked.
She got my name tattooed on her. Man, I seen it when she got
Bucky naked.
I make her scream, I hit every corner, cause I like it when she get
Bucky naked.
I told her I'm a caller, got her on a camcorder. I can't believe I saw her
Bucky naked.
As soon as I meet her, like a queen, I'ma treat her, cause I just wanna see her
Bucky naked.
She was sitting
camera phone.
Fuck you, naked.
She was dancing in the club.
Fuck you.
She want that dog love. Now she in the bathtub.
Fuck you, naked.
From the phone to the Mac and nigga movie. A massive bedroom body, my shit come with a jacuzzi. He said it's me, miss, your lips is mad juicy. I said it's Mrs. and this is Pat Pussy. And my birthday suit, he write me down, Lil Boosie. And we both G's, together we make Gucci. You sex texted, typical group. Men the visual, my send that picture of the Uchi. I'm the child's wife, he took her, his whole Uchi. I be on my job, and Remy Ma's on duty. He be calling me paper, so people think he use me. No, I give him three holes, like a piece of loose beef. I throw the booty, the food. And always ready, I'm telling you. But Becky ain't got nothing on Remy. Don't be KY jelly, everything is already. Don't gotta take off my clothes, I'm bucking naked already.
Tola, I'm a caller, got her on the camcorder. I can't believe I saw her.
Fuck you, naked.
As soon as I meet her, like a queen, I'ma treat her. Cause I just wanna see her.
Fuck you, naked.
Stop for the tournament. Slim point, know them jack boys on them. And the car don't belong to me, the fur don't belong to me. Fuckin' your bra, don't she don't even belong to me. Starting to feel like something wrong with me. Walking a fine line and my deeds keep warning me. But the phone V's like it's haunting me. I'm far from broke and the dealer keep taunting me. Me may sound selfish, but mama couldn't afford it, so I broke myself shit. Broke top shelf shit, broke my shelf shit. Got hot, got a yacht, yeah, broke myself a ship. What the fuck y'all selling? Whole things over here, what the fuck y'all selling? We don't beg unless we freeze up. We more, nigga, we don't believe ya. Over the stove shaking like the pot had seizures. Kept fucking up the count like I got amnesia. Gotta count the tens all over. Nigga stuck in the hood, I had the bins all over. Rose of the Rover, whatever the R. Cruise obstacles, whatever the R. My lifestyle reflect my past. They gave me the answer, kiss so they could kiss in my hand.
That's all a nigga need. It's all the way it takes to make it.
50 minutes of fame.
Who's smoking all the weed?
Bitch, get on your knees and get naked.
50 minutes of fame.
With my best game on in the mall over the TV speaking.
50 minutes of fame.
But again, we the niggas in the low places. No,
ow. Hey, hello, man.
New York, New York, what's good? Stand up, it's your boy Max, big belly, fresh out the can.
Ow.
Okay, $2 million bells. Stand up. I know y'all forgot about me, but I'm back like I left my car keys.
Ow.
Lazy day.
Ow. Blow me a dub remix. Max, bigger bell, let's get it in. Let's go.
I got a 50 inch and 50 inch showering in my soul and in my clothes. I was riding in the bucket, he was riding in the drop top. Oh, I still love the whipping there when he ain't got the power, side of popping on the stove. Popping on the stove. And I'm blowing the dub. Shit, contemplating about my trip to the Bahamas as a spin. Through my condo in my Calvin Klein pajamas, like, I beat the split, but it made me mom flowing on some shit. Probably bigger than my baby arm. Pissed the lady off, so she comes to me for comfort. Fix your baby mom, now she comes to me for comes work. Gun work, got it if the nigga buzz. Pop it at the nigga mug. Watch the figure ride, I'm trying to see this nigga die. Ride. I ain't giving no mercy. Baby needs shoes and my niggas is thirsty. Lady want a nigga back in. Fucking fat bitch. I keep the extra Mac 10. You can find me in the trap on the 8M. Pumpers in the store right next to the Jamaican. So I'ma shake him, break him, take him to the basket. Your mama pick the shoe while they lay you in your casket. Ow.
Yo, you know what this is, boy. For real, the art of getting robbed. This is how we do, whipping style, boy. You know what I'm saying?
R.I.P.
Nigga,
R.I.P.
This is how it's
robbed.
R.I.P. Enough of that shit.
Hey, yo, the bottom line is, I'm a crook with a deal. If my record don't sell, I'm a rob and steal. You better recognize, nigga, I'm straight from the street. These industry niggas are starting to look like something to eat. I snatch Kim, tell Puff you want to see her again. Dance your ass down to the nearest ATM. I have dreams of fucking the R&B bitch. But I wake up early and bounce with all the shit when I apply pressure. Son, it ain't even funny. I'm about to stick Bobby for some of that Whitney money. Brian McKnight, I could get the nigga anytime. Have keep sweating, staring down the barrel with my nine. Since he's calling world, niggas seem to all be fam. I put the gun to Cardan, tell him, tell your man, Macy better. Come up off that watch now. I mean right now. The only excuse for being broke is being in jail. An entertainer can't make bail. He broke as hell. I rob ODB, but that'd be a waste of time. Probably have to clap him running toss to nine. I follow Fox in the drop for four blocks. Plotting the jokes up for that rock corrupt cop. What nigga just sold? Like 4 mil? He got something to live for. Don't want a nigga putting four through that Bentley coupe dough. I manhandle case like dope. Get on the ground. You ain't with Mary no more. Where you getting chips from now? I've been scheming on Tone and Pope since they family. Steve don't have to wear that platinum shit around me. I'm a klepto. Not for real, son. I'm sick. I'm about to stick slick brick for all that old school shit. Right now I'm bent. When I get like this, I don't think about to make Stevie J take off that tight ass mink. A raw pun without a gun. Snatch his piece and run. This nigga weigh 400 pounds. I ain't gonna catch me, son. Huh?
What up? Brooklyn, what up? Far Rock, what up?
Jay and Beyonce was pissing. I was cooking 1,000 grams in my kitchen. My nose was telling Khalees I love you, boo. I was shining my nine. You know how I do. I got a fully loaded clip. I be on that shit. I got a fully loaded clip. I got a fully loaded clip. I be on that shit.
Yeah.
I got a fully loaded clip.
No problem with me. No problem. It's all good. I ain't fresh out the hood, I'm still in the hood. Black rims, black Hemi, niggas see me when you see me. I appear and disappear with the heater like a genie. That party in bullshit and get your ass popped. Don't believe me, ask Fab, it got his ass shot. I'm in the cut like germs, I do dirt like worms. Smoke a weed, not sherm. Nigga, it's my turn, I fire on your ass. Some hollow tips, burn, baby, burn. I'm screaming, fuck the cops, ride around with my Glock. Set my pistol on my bitch, nigga, fuck that box. That's how Pete got knocked. That's a jewel I dropped. But you ain't peep that nigga. Go ahead, repeat that nigga. You might learn a little something if you learn to stop fronting. I make it look easy on three-piece Phoebe. Rolling low in up early with the dope, man. My janitor and Jermaine was pissing. I was begging 1,000 grams in my kitchen. My monkey was telling Kim, I love you, boo. I was shining my nine. You know how I do. Got a fully loaded clip. I be on that shit. I got a fully loaded clip. I got a fully loaded clip. I be on that shit.
Motherfucker, where my fucking money? Ha, money, ha, money, bitch, where my fucking money? Ha,
Ayo Green, ha, I feel like I'm turning green too.
Bitch, where my fucking money? Ha,
from Bill Bixby to some incredible Hulk shit.
Where my fucking money? Ha,
I don't even know why you give me shit like this to spit to.
Bitch, where my fucking money?
I'm sure we speak the same language. Fuck you, bitches. Pay me.
Wait a minute, came to get it, Ranger fitted, whenever it come to paper, better know I'm major with it, make it rain a major blizzard, leather alligator lizard, a Talladega race any challenger, name the digit, even if on the slightest you take a smidget, or dare touch my revenue, I slice you with the razor, quit it, icy till I make it frigid, brrr, the laws of physics said it's getting cold, my money taller than the hall of midgets, I get up all up in it, kicking down the door,
who is it,
bitch, it'll be the crew of bill collectors, pay them all a visit, after cleaning bank accounts, you question if I gave a shit at nine and tell the truth so you could tell him that the player did it.
Hey,
it's okay, I say a prayer. It's the mayor, bit it, slayer, giving you another layer of the data tritic. Bust rhymes, hitting you with punchlines. Funny how I fuck dimes, bitch, you know I want mines. Where my fucking money?
I ain't speaking foreign, you know what I'm saying. Better have my bread, nigga, I ain't playing.
Bitch, where my fucking money?
Mark every word spoken, better sell your pussy. You can think I'm joking.
Where my fucking money?
Think I still ain't crazy cause I cut my dread. And if you short my cake, I'm on side of your head.
Bitch, where my fucking money? Ha, money, ha, money, ha, money, ha, money, ha, money, ha, money, ha.
Trying to shop our demo and everybody was dishing, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, Pete, tell them what's up, man.
from Brooklyn. From out the projects is DJ Scratch. The guns fix your codex, the ruler. Not Slick Rick, but the ruler on the mix. Pretend no more tricks, takes flicks. Quick, but please don't miss this part. My DJ cut with his dick. Yeah, slick, ain't it? See your mind saying it. Technique 1200 and watch Scratch train it. I'm a step off and let Scratch collect dope while you hear my jam with the funky piano.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
I'm trying to tell
everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
I want my brain cells.
May God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah. Six men in the building. I go by the name Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage.
Yeah.
You already know.
Big man in place.
Go. One, two, three, four, five, six, man. Yeah, we back, y'all. I brought my nigga XL, the kid, with me. Tired of these niggas, man. Let's
love,
get them.
Love.
I caught the smoke from Boogie Town. Now a nigga Brooklyn band. Ma, good looking now. Could've had him took me out. But instead she mushed me out. If he strapped, he shooting down. Back him down, back him out. Send him back to Happy Town. He blacking out, blow. Hit him black, packy out. Foul. These niggas ain't even know what stack of foul. Stop it now. Mind your B.I. when you clocking in. Or you be clocking out. Ow, ow. Y'all ain't about the shit you pop about. Put your foul and dock now. Pulling by the ear like mama. Looking like they pockets out. Silly rabbit, Easter bunny ass nigga. Hot and colored egg looking ass. Yeah, I'm here, Brooklyn back. Two of them like I'm Noah. Choke them out like a boa. Kush blunt. Then I chase the devil cognac and soda. Mad rapper warning. Niggas attack promoters. Stay in your lane, sip on the bling. Your shit is whack. Get over. I'll call the foul up. I pulled your foul up. You and me, we won't agree. You see a smile, but
what?
Truthfully speaking, when you spit, it's like the speaker's peaking. Wow, but basically, I'm high speed. You dial up. Nigga, you Wi-Fi. Tell the truth, why lie? I'm non-fiction, you fiction, nigga, you sci-fi. And what you scared for? God said the weak will be cared for. Therefore, I'm at the airport.
Yeah, no.
I'm on first class. You on that mega bus. 20 bucks from here to there. But you ballin', yeah. Nigga, I'm everywhere. You not only never there. You watch basketball wives and collect teddy bears. Man, you a Fruit Loop, Milky, Toucan. Nigga, I don't wear tight jeans. I guess you can. And I ain't judging you, bruh. You're only human. So stop acting tough. Before your Jordans get scuffed. And you laid up in the hospital. Really fucked up. Cause you won't sit your ass down.
Damn,
you won't
shut the fuck up.
God. Nigga, shut up.
Damn it.
Yo, XL, man. I'm sick of these niggas just like you sick of these niggas, man. You got niggas running around wearing leggings and shit, throwing up gang signs. You got niggas running around all sensitive in their music and shit, acting like bitches. We don't do that over here, six man, though, do we, though?
Yeah.
Man, fuck that, man. Go get him.
Big Rain of Place.
Barbarian balls are more scary than gorillas with some terrier jaws. More flurry, more punches keep coming across. They more worried, I don't see it. Give them a loss, clear or blurry. Just prepare, don't hurry, and I'm ready as I ever be. And see Miami Heat, big budget, but you never win. Half by the street, in the speakers with medicine to clear out all the whackness. We congested with fresh as a peppermint. Swore it was 90 feet away, a nigga representing, speaking with a message. I'm something like Moses in the Testament. Leading my city, the promised land where we destined kid. We make it effortless, I was blessing it. The girl right in the flesh with. Niggas shouldn't check for
not
me.
Not at all.
XL, the motherfucking next. Rock City's best with it.
Yeah, nigga. Yeah.
Man.